on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Without fail, Hunter. So Hunter goes, hey, how much time do we have? I say we got 30 seconds till morning dub. And then literally 2 seconds before the break starts, Hunter goes, dude, so I was right. Like, you always start the story, like, right before.
And, you know, I'm going to finish it right here.
Okay, tell me the story. What is it? What's the story?
I don't know why I thought of this, but I'm dying over here. And, you know, if we all have different body types, you know, I'm a beanpole. I'm a nipple and a rib skinny guy. Right? I rip on myself. I don't care. So we all have different bodies. There was this guy the other day. He showed up to the golf course. And I'm telling you, maybe, like, a 4 or 5X shirt. But his shorts, dude, were like my waist, like 31, 30.
Keeps it tight. Keeps it tight.
I mean, they're so improper. It was like everything was squeezed from the bottom up top, you know, and he just like tightened his belt up real tight. Here we go.
Like a toothpaste tube?
I mean, I'm sorry. I feel like a jerk even bringing it up, but I'm like,
what is that build you would say it is? Like a robin? You built like a robin? Is that
built
what?
Like a robin. Maybe a robin. I don't know.
Like a large, like a city robin. One of the ones that eats like a lot of.
What size waist are you? It's seriously, but your I mean, the top is. Yep. Those legs are just trembling.
It's probably just big boned. That's all it is. Big bone.
Big bone.
Big bone. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, look at you, Mr. Skinny. God, what a jerk.
No. He's one of my buddies. He leans into it all the time.
What a jerk, Hunter. Just because you're all skinny.
Shut up.
You get stuck in the grass when you're walking.
Like a flamingo. That's what I'm built like.
That's right. Built like a flamingo. That's good.
You know, I can get through the water quick, man.
That's right. It's just basically so stay good on top of it. You stay on top of it. Anyway, all right, enough of you talking
what build
about.
Build, would you say you are?
I would say I'm husky. I think that's husky. I'm a husky build.
You cracked me up the other day. He's like, yeah, when I shave my face, I don't like it. It makes my face look short and fat.
It does. When I have my sweet, like, King Leonidas beard, and then I shave it, I'm like, God, is that my face? That's horrible. That's what I'm walking around with? Look at that. A little bowling ball.
One of our buddies shaved his face the other day, and I'm telling you, man, like I didn't even recognize the guy.
Yeah, it's weird when
totally changed his look.
Yeah, when you have a beard for so long, and it makes your face look longer, and then you shave, you're like, oh, okay, this is a much shorter face
it's
than
weird.
I thought.
It's like, oh, that's what you look like.
Yeah, no, I figure if I can stay where I'm at right now, size wise, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. That's kind of
like
just,
our buddy Ben. He shaved, and I don't think you've seen him without a beard.
No, I actually helped him shave. We did it when we were up camping one day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I gave him a sweet like I gave him like a Wario mustache to start.
Nice.
But yeah, it was weird. That's the first time I seen him without his beard. Yeah. Without his beard. So anyway, built like a robin. Built like a robin. We got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah. Pump it, yeah. Okay, so I don't know if this is a... more of a WTF story or but I got to talk about this because it pisses me off. And I'm going to say some things that may offend you, but this is it. Anyway, a woman in England says she has a phobia of Michael Jackson. Her fear of Michael Jackson is so great that even hearing one of his songs causes her to go into a panic. And right now this is being brought to light because there's a video of her on TikTok reacting to a Michael Jackson impersonator that has gone viral with more than 10 million views. And believe it or not, this fear has a name. It's called Michael-phobia.
Phobia for everything. You just put phobia at the end of it.
And
you know?
So I watched this video, and you see this girl just like, oh my God. She's like, oh, she's like starting to like tear up and everything.
Freaking out.
And then you go back, and there's this guy crushing it as a Michael Jackson person. She's like, oh my God, no. Oh, grow up. Are you kidding me?
First off, I mean, I'm not putting a past her because late Michael Jackson, sight.
At the very end, all right?
It was pretty scary. I can see the fear, you know?
If you rolled over and he was sitting there at the edge of your bed.
Staring at you at 3 in the morning.
God, Michael, where'd you come from? I just moonwalked in here.
Where'd your nose go?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. But to be a grown woman, and you know what this tells me? Not enough attention is being paid to her, and she needs to find something to make up for the lack of personality.
No, she's famous.
I can't say. If you play a Michael Jackson song, I can't handle it. I'm going to have to leave the party. You know, really? You're a grown-ass woman.
On a side note, some of those Michael Jackson impersonators are legit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen the one that wrestles?
Wait, hold on. There's a Michael Jackson impersonator that wrestles?
Wrestles. He's a wrestler. I'm telling you, one of his finishing moves, he moonwalks up to you and, like, DDTs you. Wham!
That's the greatest.
And he's good. I'm telling you. Look it up real quick. I'm telling you.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, Michael Jackson wrestler. I'm telling you. He does all the dance moves. He's moonwalking around that. It's great.
Michael Jackson impersonator wrestling. Tee-hee. Wrestler dressed as Michael Jackson pulls off an incredible.
That's the video. Yep.
Oh, look at that guy. Yeah.
He flies around the ring, man.
Oh, look at him come in. Yeah.
He points to the crowd. And
God, look at that moonwalk. That's amazing.
I told you. Smashes it.
And then he gets up on the toes. Oh, my God. That was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But anyway, long story short, besides that awesome video. Tee-hee. Shimona. Come on. Shimona. Hee-hee. Again, this is just a lady who obviously needs more attention paid to her, and right. So she made up this thing of being afraid. How are you afraid of Michael Jackson? Right, black or white? All right, bad. Billie Jean, come on, man.
PYT,
yeah.
Michael's songs are great, man.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so again, just we get it. You need a lot of attention paid to you, and this is what you went with. Fine. All right. Now you're all over TikTok. You're going to get a bunch of followers, and you'll finally be able to be the influencer, just like the Kardashians. We get it. We get it.
She needs to be putting a figure four from that Michael Jackson wrestler.
That's what she needs. No, she needs a Michael Jackson. Tee-hee. That's what it is. Lastly, how about this, Hunter? For some reason, learning to play the recorder in elementary school became an American tradition.
Okay, go ahead.
Most people haven't touched a recorder since then, but some people are bummed that they didn't stick with it. A survey on instruments, 9% of people say they regret that they no longer play the recorder. 11% of people regret putting down the trombone, and more than half the people who learned to play the guitar at some point wish they still played.
There's other things you should be upset about. Don't be upset about that. It's fine. Trust me. Here's the thing. Even in third grade, I was in that class. Like, what am I doing here? Why? Why are we doing this?
There's got to be maybe something where it gets us into music or we start... But if you were really to look at what we need to learn as adults, nowhere in my adult life has being able to play the recorder come in at all handy.
Here's the thing. I get it. We got filled time. Kids are there. How long? 7 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, 3
something
in the
like
afternoon,
that.
Whatnot. Yeah, I get it. You got to fill that up somehow. But a recorder, that's what you come up with. There's so many other things that we do in everyday life that you could teach these kids. I get it. It's not. You should be musically inclined. You should have less. You know what? But the recorder.
Yeah, yeah. It's
on some drums or something. I don't know. There's just so many other things, and I'm like
the fact that I vividly remember sitting in a small windowless room with that thin carpet on there, playing Hot Cross Buns for at least 35 minutes, however long that class was. And think about the teacher that has to sit through a bunch of kids poorly playing an instrument for 30, 35, 40 minutes. My God, that's torture right there.
It's torture. Well, poor music teachers, too. Yeah. With that, you're not picking that thing up and you're not good at it right off the bat. It's a, you know. Oh, no, you got it. Damn it. That's how you got rid of that thing. Oh, God.
This is called Ode. Ode to.
We didn't ask. We didn't ask for you to play this. That's the worst. You're the worst. Oh, Jesus. All right.
Hold on. It's the big finale. Hold on.
You see, we're losing
it's
listeners.
It's the
right
big
now. This is
finale. Shut up.
Yeah, the finale should be you snapping that thing over your knee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Terrible.
That was hot cross buns, everyone.
God awful. Every day you had to do that. Every day.
Think about the teacher. The teacher having to listen. Listen to this for 40 minutes.
Oh, I get a new music teacher every year because
Miss Johnson, is this right? Oh. No, it's not. You're an idiot. Get out of my class. Break that recorder over your knee. I just got a text from someone saying, for the love of God, my ears are bleeding.
It's bleeding. Mine are. Stop it, dude. Seriously. I'm done. I'm out. See ya.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be back with more. That is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. God, dude.
The Morning